Declassified. Today, we examine a declassified government record on US intelligence regarding President Chiang Kai-shek's intentions toward China, a secret cable from October 20, 1964. This document, released via the Black Vault, provides insight into a critical moment in Cold War history following China's first nuclear test. This document was obtained through public access to government records and is available for public review at documents2.theblackvault.com. It was released as part of a larger collection of US intelligence on China. The document, a telegram from the Department of State, reads in part, Telegram Department of State. Correction issued. Secretary of State Washington, D.C., from Taipei, October 21, 1964, 2:55 a.m. Immediate secret. Action immediate department. Information Hong Kong. From Taipei, October 20, 6 p.m. President Chiang did not elaborate on what he had in mind when he referred to the need for a new solution. Believe he and other senior GDRC leaders are groping for a way of sustaining credibility of mainland recovery policy in face of impressive Kai Kom feat, possibility of which they had consist. In lie discounted outside time brackets of our own estimates. In absence specific evidence as to what President Chiang may have had in mind, we estimate that he probably has in mind devising ways of crippling or destroying Kai Kom nuclear production facilities or repeating proposals for U.S. support for GRC military action against mainland U.S. participate on an Asian anti-communist alliance or some other dramatic action probably involving radical stiffening of U.S. policy toward communist China aimed at countering psychological effect of Kai Kom nuclear explosion. Departmental Telegram 369. See minutes of conversation with Secretary of State, April 16th and our 4325, page 4. Chiang Ching-kuo today proposed informally to General Carter that U.S. consider sending high-level team to discuss with GDRC political and military implications of CCNE. He did not indicate that GDRC has as yet any specific line of action to propose. We doubt that Ambassador Tsang is to make specific proposal to Secretary on Wednesday, except for possibly repeating Fon Min's request, Embassy Telegram 324, that US publicly declare it would meet Kai Kom nuclear attack with nuclear response. He more likely to be instructed to present GRC views along lines expressed to me by President and Fon Min and seek US views as to what can be done to counter growing Kai Kom threat under conditions of prospective nuclear capability. Signed Wright. Note, advance copy to S/SO at 7:03 a.m. October 20th. Past White House at 7:15 a.m. October 20th. Reproduction from this copy is prohibited unless unclassified. This document captures the immediate aftermath of China's first nuclear test and the resulting strategic uncertainty among U.S. allies, highlighting the perceived need for a new approach to counter the psychological and military implications of this development. This is what the public record looks like at its most ordinary. Find more at storyflow.com and the document's canonical URL at archive.org/download/us-china-intel-c-thai-0164-0/c-thai-0164-0djvu.txt.